overcame him by the, not the fact of their testimony, but the word of their testimony. Preacher, how do I overcome the devil? How do I get the victory? Well, these folks get the victory by sharing their testimony. They had the substance of it. They had the assurance or the surety of it, but they also were sharing their testimony everywhere you go, telling everybody you know that Jesus saves. No wonder the Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ. No wonder Paul said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Friend, the Bible teaches us that you and I are in the business of telling the world that Jesus saves. And if you do that, Irish McNeil used to tell us years ago when somebody would come and say, Mr. Mack, tell me how to block a punch. I can still hear him laugh. He said, I'm not going to teach you how to block a punch. I'm going to teach you how to punch. Now, friend, the way you overcome the devil is not to be in a defensive mode, but to be in an offensive mode. The way you overcome the devil is not to stand. By the way, I have a little granddaughter that tall. I have two of them, actually, about that tall. But the littlest, Macy. The other day, she was in the living room. She had on these tight little britches, just little, I mean, all the way down to her ankles, just little tight tights, you know. But she didn't have a shirt on at all. I walked into the living room, and there's little Macy. She's right there. I walked in there, and I said, come on, Macy, just like this. And she looked at me, and she goes, she looked like a little fighter. She was saying, come on, big boy, I'll whip you in a minute. Friend, I want you to know something. I want you to understand it. The Bible tells us that we overcome the devil by the fact that we share our testimony. We are in the offensive mode. We are attacking. We're not defending, but rather we are attacking. And how do we do that? We do it by trying to get our friends saved, our neighbors saved, the people we work with saved. We tell everybody. It's the gospel. We share our testimony. How'd they overcome him? Well, the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony, then listen to this, and they loved not their lives unto the death. What does that mean? Did you see it? Look at it. Here are the three words, blood, word, and loved. The Bible says they overcame him by the word, or by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and then, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now look at this. Number one, it speaks of separation from the world. They loved not. Look at the negative. They loved not their lives unto the death. When I read that, I couldn't help but think about 1 John 2:15, love not the world. When I'd say to you, these people said they loved not their lives unto the death. Wait just a minute. What is that? What is your life? What is my life? Well, it's on the earth. It's work. It's school. It's here and there. It's that traffic on Uri Drive and Airline Drive. It's the hustle and bustle. It's the everyday. It's raising the children. It's providing for the family. It's all of those things. It's every bit of that. And it's sin abounding on every side. It's the devil attacking everywhere. It's all of that. The Bible says they love not their lives unto the death. It means separation from the world. How do you get a victory over the devil? I'll tell you. Love not your life. Love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible says that God is very jealous over love. When the Lord talked to Simon Peter, he said, do you love me? He said it three times. He weakened it the last time so Simon could get in. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? You see, the crux of the matter was love. Do you love? And now it says they love not their lives. It means that they didn't love the world, but rather they loved Jesus. It means they didn't love what they had down here in the nasty now, but they loved him, and they were committed to him. Love not the world. But then the Bible says in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Some of you well remember not too many years ago when the church used to preach, don't look like the world. Don't act like the world. Don't live like the world. The old-time holiness people probably had it right, and we probably compromised terribly. Now, we're no different than them. We like what they like. We do what they do. We go where they go. We act like they act. We tell the stories they tell. Everything's the same. What a tragedy that is. Friend, the Bible tells that you don't have to be Amish. Hello. You can be a Christian in the real world and still live a separated life. If you're the type of businessman that's honest, you're different than a whole bunch of the others. If you're the type of person that says, I'm going to be a Christian, I'm not going to drink liquor, I'm not going to run with that wicked crowd, I'm not going to participate in that, you've already drawn a line of demarcation that makes you different than the world. Be not conformed to the world. Here's what he said. They overcame him. They loved not their lives to the death. There's separation from the world, but then there's surrender to God. Look what it says. They loved not, and then look at this, their lives. There's surrender. They loved not their lives. Here's the idea. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. You've taken your life, and not only have you, I'm separated from the world, that's what I'm not doing. I'm not going to drink, smoke, cuss, or chew, or run around with those that do. I've separated from the world. That's the negative. But here's the positive. I'm going to take my life and surrender it to God. Surrender my life. That's what we should do. How do you overcome the devil? You overcome him by surrendering your life to the Lord. And then it closes out with this. They love not their lives unto death. It deals with sacrifice. These people were martyrs. Literally, that word martyr in the New Testament is a word that means that they witnessed to death. They witnessed, they portrayed, they shared, they preached, and they died as a result of that. But the idea is they died. It's sacrifice. How do you overcome the devil? You overcome him by being separated from the world, surrendered to God, and willing to sacrifice. Well, Brother Maddox, I want to overcome the devil, but listen, this Wednesday night church is for the birds. Hey, you know, I want to overcome the devil, but reading my Bible every day and praying every day and telling people about the Lord, I'm not sure I can handle that. Preacher, I want to overcome the devil, but now listen to me. I just don't, you know, my time is so valuable, and, you know, there are only 7 days in a week. You see, there are only 6 days in a week. The seventh one belongs to God. Brother Maddox, you don't understand. I only have so much money, and that money, I can't afford to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe if you're a believer. Now, if you're lost, you can afford not to tithe. But if you're a believer, friend, you need to tithe. There are people all over this room that if they would tell you and you would take time to listen, you would hear tremendous stories about how that their giving, God has dramatically blessed their life as a result of giving. Sacrifice. The Bible says concerning the Corinthian church, they gave themselves. Sacrifice. Our time. There's some of you here that the devil has the best of you. He does. Let me back up. The world has the best of you. May not be the devil. The world. Your mind. You went to school. Let's count it up. Some of you are older as I am. You didn't go to kindergarten. That's why our kids are smarter than we are. But you went to the first grade. You went all through high school. Some of you took longer than 12 years. Then you went to college. You got a sharp mind. You've been in all kinds of jobs. Maybe you weren't in college, but if you were not, you've been in all kinds of jobs, and you've been trained specifically. You're trained to deal with people. You're trained to organize. You're trained. You're trained to be an administrator. You're trained to work in such. You can do all these things. And most of us in this room are guilty. Preacher, all of that ability that I have, that personality, that education, even my physical strength, my body, I give most of that to the world, to my job, to my life, and not to the Lord. Isn't that a shame? Isn't it? I personally believe that every school teacher ought to teach in the church. If not, you are wasting your education that most likely your parents paid for. not totally wasting. You're teaching the kids. But how much of it could be used for God? How much of it? And some of you guys, you could sell. Well, you could sell anything. You got that ability. And yet, Brother Donnie tries to get a few guys to go visit, and he's fortunate to get just one or two. And we got people in this room that could sell anything. The same principle. You could use that personality to reach people for Christ. You want to overcome the devil? You'll do it by overcoming the devil, by separation from the world, surrender to God, and sacrifice. It'll cost you something to win the battle. Irish McNeil would say in the last round, right before the bell rings, "Rocky, you're going to have to suck it up for 2 more minutes or 3 more minutes. You're going to have to fight hard. This boy has worn you out. You've got to fight." And ladies and gentlemen, you and I have to fight to the end. You can't give up. If you give up, you lose the battle. Let's bow our heads together for prayer. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The altar is open for business. How many of you want to overcome the devil? Well, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and you love not your life unto death. Father, I pray that you would bless now. Do that work here that only comes from the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we stand together and as we sing, hurry, hurry right now.